Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
So there's a gorilla walk along in the jungle and there's a lion getting a drink of water from a mud puddle. And the lion's tail is up. And the gorilla is like, oh, man. The gorilla goes up behind the lion and slips some Liberace, you know. And then the gorilla takes off. So the lion takes off after the gorilla and the gorilla runs into a hunter's camp. And jumps inside a tent and puts on like a pith helmet and grabs a copy of the Johannesburg Times and sits down in a chair and starts to read. And the lion comes running into the hunter's camp. Rawr! And he sticks his head in the tent. Rawr! He said, did a gorilla come through here? And the gorilla peeks out from behind the Johannesburg Times and says, you mean the one that fucked the lion in the ass? And the lion says, my God, you mean it's in the paper already?
Welcome to this thing we call the Dubfod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend Drunk.
Hey, what up, buddy?
And the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello, everybody.
And guys, our guest tonight is a stand-up comedian, writer, and musician. His new podcast with comedian Peter Bales is called Stand Up Memories. And it debuts February 2nd, wherever you get podcasts. Jackie the Joke Man Martling is on the program. Jackie, how you doing, man?
Hi, you guys. I have no idea who you are, where I'm talking to. I don't know nothing, but hello and thank you.
Jackie,
you said I was on the show a while back. You know, I don't. What do I know?
You did the same bit last time, Jackie. You said, I don't know who this is. I don't. And eventually, you're going to know who I am, Jackie. That's my goal.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. I like goals. You have to have goals in life. I've reached none of mine, but I'm only 74, and I got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, plenty of time. Just what you need to do, plenty, Jackie, I think you need to make a list and try to just knock one off every week. You know, get a big...
Well, I knocked one off this morning, so that's the important thing.
Jackie, your co-host on the show, he's a doctor, right? I think I saw something that said he's a doctor.
No, what happened was I had a band in the 70s, and this guy lives a town away from where I am right now, and him and his friends used to come over to where my band played, because on Tuesday nights it was a local night. And all the local girls would get drunk, and everybody banged everybody. So his friends would come over and to meet girls. He could have cared less about my band. And then he started out at the comic strip in Manhattan with Jerry Seinfeld and Paul Reiser and Dennis Wolfberg and all these characters. And I got to know him right then. So we've been comedic and pals, comedy pals and regular pals for over 40 years. And these people approached me about maybe doing a podcast, and I've never done one. And everybody's like, when are you going to do a podcast and tell your stupid stories? I said, you know what? I'll come over and do one. And I invited Peter to come be my guest. And we realized that we really hit it off. So we've done 20 shows, and we haven't talked to anybody except each other. And it's pretty interesting. You know, he became a college professor, and, you know, so he's a professor of history. And he taught in a couple of local parochial schools and in local colleges, but he's been a comedian the entire time, too. And he's,
also, this is Travis, that's where I got confused. I think I saw the PhD thing and said, oh, this guy's a doctor, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, you know, piled higher and deeper. Yeah, he's brilliant. He's smart. We have a really, really good time, and we're promoting the shit out of this podcast that's starting next Wednesday. It's exciting. We've done a lot of stuff. Now, where am I talking to? Where are you guys out of?
We're in St. Louis.
Sorry.
It's really cold, Jackie. It's unpleasant here right now.
I love St. Louis. Me and my friend stole my parents' car and drove across country, and we made sure that we went through St. Louis and saw the huge arch. And we actually went to a baseball game at Busch Stadium. And the last time I worked in St. Louis was so long ago. Me and the other act came out of the Funny Bone that was in some plaza. I think it was called Westport Plaza.
Yeah, that's right, actually.
Still there.
And across the plaza was a theater. And we came out after our first show, and we ran into the three guys that were performing at the theater on the plaza. And it was Jay Leno, Yakov Smirnoff, and Larry Miller. I don't know if you know him. Of course, you know Leno's name.
I miss Yakov Smirnoff so much.
And Larry Miller, he's great. What, the five stages of drinking?
He went on to do much. They're all great. We had, so I've known everybody forever. So I've been around too long. And I remember talking to you guys about saying, I probably told you the same stupid story.
It was a different one last time. It was something about like somebody who had hepatitis B, I think. You've been around enough that you have a lot of local stories.
Oh, the world's best hepatitis C doctor is from St. Louis. Oh, I completely forgot that. I actually flew out there for a huge charity event. Willie Nelson's band was playing. His whole family was there. And I actually sat next to Morgan Fairchild at the dinner.
Nice.
And, I got to be very good friends with Willie Nelson. In fact, that was part of the thing that cemented me to him. They paid for everything, but the fact that I get on a plane and fly to St. Louis for them, they thought that was very nice of me. I'm sorry, are you kidding? To leave, to fly to St. Louis and stay in a nice hotel and see Willie Nelson play in his band and then get stoned with him? I'd pay to do that. You don't have to pay me to do that.
Which one's Morgan Fairchild, Jackie? Is that the redhead?
No, she's blonde. She used to do the Old Navy commercials.
She's been every different color. She's squatted in every kind of bleach there ever was. But she's beautiful. She's like from Dallas or one of those shows in the late 70s, 80s. I don't know. But she's still around. She's all over Twitter and Facebook and everything. But it's funny because she's a beautiful, beautiful model type. She looks like a doll, like a doll made out of some kind of china. But meanwhile, she's a rock and roll chick out of Texas. She was married to a guy that owned the biggest rock and roll club in Texas. And she's a bang, kick-ass, drunken, pot-smoking, crazy Texas broad. And that's the last thing that she looks like,
71 years old,
so
she still
cool.
looks good.
Just so fun.
71?
71.
Wow.
Who's 71?
Morgan Fairchild.
What is 71?
I just looked it up. She's 71.
Yeah, she was 71 10 years ago. No, she really is. She's 71. Hey, I'm going to be 74 in about a half hour.
Oh, happy birthday.
No, Jackie.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Jackie, Valentine's. Yeah, I looked it up today. I was like, oh, shit, that's Valentine's Day.
What are you, a stalker?
Well, Jackie, I'm interviewing you. What, am I going to not look anything up?
Oh, okay. Well, you should know that.
I wouldn't have remembered if it wasn't a holiday.
Did I tell you the story of my birthday already?
No.
Okay, so I got a story for you. Meanwhile, my podcast is called Stand Up Memories. So anybody wants to hear the podcast, I don't know. The people say, it's on all the platforms. I don't know what that means. But I'm pretty sure we have standupmemories.com. And if you go to the website, it shows you how to get there. And it's going to be interesting. If you like old stories, bullcrap stories about comedy and on the road and everything, it's,
Have you told the birthday story in one of the 20 you've already done?
If I haven't, I will. I always have to ask Peter, did we do this story yet? Because we don't do anything to keep track of what we're doing. But
hey, that sounds like us.
Right.
Yeah, who needs to know? I did a movie with Florence Henderson. You know who that is, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mrs. Brady. So
sure.
I get a role in this movie because my friends cast me in this movie. And I have to make out with Mrs. Brady. I literally, we French kissed the whole afternoon because we were background scene for one of the main shots. So I'm her boyfriend and we're making out and having a great time. And me and her hit it off so well, they put me in a couple extra scenes. So they flew me out to the Palms in Las Vegas to do some more scenes with Florence and her road partner. And her road partner in the movie was Irene Brennan, who is Sean Penn's mother in real life. That's Sean Penn's mother. So I find this out. So they're going to fly me out to Las Vegas to be do some more scenes. So the guitar player from my band in 1969 sends me an email and says, "Martling, I heard you're in a movie with Florence Henderson. How cool is it that you guys have the same birthday?" And I said, "You know, it's bad enough that you would remember my birthday. How the hell would you know Florence Henderson's birthday, you weirdo?" He said, "Well, years later, many years after the band, I'm watching the Mike Douglas show and Florence Henderson comes out. And Mike Douglas says, 'So Florence, I hear you're born on Valentine's Day.' And she goes, 'Yes.' And I said to myself, 'Oh, wow. Same as Martling.' I said, 'Now, how would you remember that?' He said, 'Are you kidding?' He said, 'Every time it was your birthday, that was your excuse to get five times drunker than you would normally get at the job. And, you know, we'd be drunk for a week.' So that was funny. So here I know that me and Florence Henderson have the same birthday, and I'm equipped with this knowledge. And we're between scenes in the Palms Hotel Casino, and we're behind a curtain, sitting in director's chairs, and it's me and Florence Henderson and Irene Brennan, who's Sean Penn's mother. And I'm equipped with this knowledge. Nobody talking. There's nothing to do. So out of a clear blue sky, I said to Florence, I said, 'Florence, did you know that we have the same birthday?' And she says, 'Oh, you were born on Valentine's Day?' And I said, 'Yeah.' And Irene Brennan leaned over and says, 'Oh, Sean was born on the same day as Robert De Niro.' And Florence Henderson says to her, 'Oh, how is Bobby?' And I turned to her and said, 'Yeah, how is Bobby?'" I said, "Now I'm in show business. How's my pal Bobby De Niro?" Venus and Vegas. I think it's free on Prime, Amazon Prime, and it's the worst movie in the world, but so much fun. The whole world is in it.
There ain't no better place than Vegas.
Joe Rogan's
for sure
in it, and all kinds of. And it's a mob movie, and I'm like, and me and Florence Henderson, not only French kiss, but she licks mustard and ketchup off my lips and off my face. It was so fun, and everybody in the crew was like gagging, and I was like in heaven, you know.
Do you still have the ponytail, you know,
at the
back
time,
then,
I think she
Jackie?
Was 70 and I was 50. No, the ponytail went away, and after a year of comedy, I said, you know what, if I want to have a chance, this thing's got to come off, because they decide whether or not they like you in the first 10 seconds. So many people saw the ponytail and said, "Well, this guy sucks." So I said, "Listen, I can make them think I suck by myself quick enough without this ponytail." You know,
after the career you've had, though, you could probably bring that ponytail back now, right?
Oh, I've got one right now.
How have you been doing with all the stuff going on?
Yeah,
haven't really been able to perform or anything, have you?
With the COVID?
Yeah.
It really sucks. Like, I actually went to West Palm Beach in the beginning of December, just before the Omicron hit. And I'm old. And, you know, I'm a little bit compromised, so I got to be really, really careful.
Sure.
But I went down there and did a show, and I go to Pennsylvania and do a show, and go here and go there. I just canceled shows in Fort Myers right the first week of January, because that was right when all the flights got canceled, and all the pilots and all the people were calling in sick, and nobody was going anywhere. I said, you know what? I'm not going to Florida. Down in Florida, they don't even think there's a virus. They think the person next to them's dropping dead because they just don't feel good. You know, a bunch of idiots. So I just canceled the gig, you know.
You do any outdoor stuff or anything?
It sucks. It sucks. No, I did a little bit of that. But then I went up to Boston and we did some shows in a tent, but you know, I don't get a lot of work anyway. You know what I mean? So I work here and there, and you know, it's very simple. The way I have my whole career down to a science. If they call, I say yes. That's how I do it. Sometimes I say yes before the phone rings, and then it rings. I'm like, oh wow, there's a coincidence, you know. But I'm loving it. You know, I got a podcast starting on Groundhog's Day. They just finished it. Well, they finished the documentary about my life just before the COVID hit. So that sucked. And then we promptly got rejected from all the film festivals, but we had a couple screenings that people were just loving it. And we're having a screening in Chappaqua on February 12th. And the screening is like literally a quarter of a mile from Bill Clinton's house. So I'm hoping him and Hillary stop by.
I was going to say, drop an invitation in their mailbox on the way?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll throw them a few dollars. Say, hey, I'll make it worth your while. You come by, you know.
So were people following you around for a while? Like, or is it a documentary about your past?
No, it's assembled. Yeah, my buddy followed me a little bit here and there, but it's assembled stuff. And, you know, they interviewed people like it. And it's an eclectic group of people, you know, like Artie Lang, Willie Nelson, Penn Jillette, Mark Cuban, and Stuttering John. I mean, it's people from all walks of life that you just would not ever imagine. And it's just honest, you know, wow. My family. And, you know, I have a weird story. And it's a little interesting. And, you know, I basically work hard, you know.
All of those names, jokes. Jackie, all those names made sense to me, except Mark Cuban. How did you and Mark Cuban cross paths enough for him to be interviewed for your documentary?
He owes me.
How'd they nail down Stuttering John, Jackie? How'd they get a...
He camped outside my house for 3 weeks. Mark Cuban, in the very early days of the internet, and most people are not old enough to remember, when the internet first started, it was just text. And then it got to be where they started the what you see is what you get. You could actually put stuff on. And in the very early days of the internet, you had to load the HTML and the commas and the colons and the slashes. And if you made one mistake, the whole page came out backwards. And I loved it because I'm a mechanical engineer. You know, I took atomic physics, so I could deal with that stuff. And it was such a rush to do it. It was almost like figuring out problems in mechanics 105, you know, like, holy Christ, you know. You do 15 pages of calculations and the answer is 3 milliliters. You know, it's exciting. And it got to where you could put pictures on the internet. And that was a whole big deal when it changed to a why you could load pictures onto the internet. Mark Cuban had already made a couple million dollars, I think, in California doing whatever. He moved to Dallas and he graduated from Indiana University. He got the bright idea that he'd love to be able to hear his college basketball team's games on the internet. Now, as silly as that sounds, that was unheard of. There was no sound on the internet yet. So he started this company called AudioNet.com. The Stern Show had hit Dallas. The people in Dallas, we were almost number one almost immediately. And everybody loved us. And the people that worked for Mark Cuban, I didn't know him, of course, were a huge, huge, huge fans. And they called me up and said, Jackie, you got to come out and do a show and we'll sponsor the show. You know, we don't have any money to pay you, but we'll pay your expenses. Blah, blah. I said, listen, guys, I'm making so much money. I'm making a lot of money as on the radio. And when I go out to Chicago or Denver, I'm making $10,000 or $12,000 or $15,000 a show. I can't, even if I wanted to, I can't tell my wife that I'm taking off a weekend because I'm hoping I'm going to go to Dallas and get laid. You know, I can't do that. And they said, well, we can't pay. I said, I'll tell you what, because they said, what we want to do is we want to have you, you know, put your jokes on our internet site. And I said, well, forget about the show. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll send you all of my stuff. And I had CD. I don't know if I had, I might have had a CD or two by then. I think at the exact timing. But all my cassettes and all my videotapes, anything that I had, I sent them everything I had, and they converted everything I had into audio. and they had a 6-hour endless loop of Jackie's jokes and had a button. So if you were listening to a college basketball game and they went on break or they took whatever, at any point you could push a button and it would switch to the endless loop of me telling disgusting jokes. And well, they loved me. You know, I did it for a while and they promoted me and whatever, but you know, I was going a million miles an hour making CDs. That was one of a million different things I was doing. And then like a couple of years later, the headline of the post is, well, audionet.com became broadcast.com. And all of a sudden the headline in New York Post was Broadway.com sells for $4 billion. and that was Mark Cuban's company.
Sure.
And there's actually, if you go on the web, you could actually see Mark Cuban on the Howard Stern show thanking me. But he doesn't know me. He says, "And yeah, Howard, I got to thank your boy Jackie here, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have been able to get started." And Howard says, "Well, that's all nice, but that's not Jackie. That's Fred. Jackie doesn't work here anymore." So funny. But I just wrote, I said, "Mark, you just got to say hello on my video, because it's such an excuse to tell that stupid story." And he overdoes it. He says, "Yeah, if it wasn't for Jackie Martling, I wouldn't be sitting here today." I'm like, "Well, why don't you send me a check, you piece of crap? Send me $4.
You were a very early adopter of the internet, because I think that your website being promoted on the show is like one of the first websites I remember even hearing about.
They broke my balls because it was part of my deal. Howard had to promote me.
Yeah, you got paid in plugs.
At the end of every show. And then at one point, I wanted more money, and they just would not give me the raise they gave me wasn't enough. I said, "I'll tell you what, give me another plug. Not only at the end of the show, give me a plug in the middle of the show." And they agreed to it, which was the single best decision I ever made. Because at the end of the Stern show, 1/20th of the audience is still listening. At the heart of it, at 8 o'clock, everybody's listening. So if I would hand them my plug at 7:30, and the next day I hand it to them at 8 o'clock, at 7:30, there's 12 million people listening. And at 8 o'clock, it's a different 12 million people listening. When these people came into our office, they said, "Hey, Jackie, Nancy, do you guys want to be on the World Wide Web?" And we said, "Yeah, sure." "What the hell is that?" So they had this thing called, I guess, the Starbright.com, I think it was. And they said, "We'll put Jokeland on our website," which we didn't even know what it was. And so we had a URL. I didn't even know what a URL was for years. And then I went in and said, "Howard, you got to plug me. Jokeland's on the World Wide Web." Now, you remember the first time you heard that expression? It sounds like something out of The Onion. It sounds made up. World Wide Web. So they broke my balls. And Howard said, "Yeah, if you want to see Jokeland on the World Wide Web," and he literally used to say, "go to http://www.starbright.com/Jokeland. And they would break my balls. "You idiot, you moron." Jackie gets hooked up in every crazy scheme. And a year later, the entire world was on the World Wide Web.
Sure.
You know, which is the way that, they broke my balls. "Oh, you got to see the show, The Sopranos, the greatest show. Jackie's an idiot. He didn't know anything." "Oh, what a moron. He didn't know anything." A year later, "Yeah, we told everybody about The Sopranos. We turned Jackie on to The Sopranos." You know.
And now
history got rewritten.
Now you're innovating again. You're going to be one of the first comics to have a podcast.
I didn't discover the wheel, but I certainly was there pointing at stuff and saying, "Oh, you're a moron. You're a moron." I'm sure there is tape of him doing that. WWW.
I am 100% old enough to remember when everybody used to say http://.
Right. And all of a sudden, at some point, you could leave out the www, and then at some point, the www went out the window.
That's right.
Yeah. It's, you know, it all, well, the world is ending just in time for us to get rid of the WWW.
Yeah.
We threw out the W's and now we're throwing away the planet. So
that's right.
Kinda,
we don't do the .com. So let's just let it burn.
Yep. Who needs it? You know, hey, did you see that movie? Don't Look Up.
Yeah.
And so you guys are probably Trump people. You're morons.
My favorite part of Don't Look Up actually was the epilogue, the post-credit scene with Jonah Hill, I thought was particularly brilliant.
Why? Just because Jonah Hill was coming to an end?
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic.
That's right.
I think it's great. You know what's great? I just want, I got called to do something. I go to everything because that's the way you meet people and have fun. They call me up to go to do a cooking pilot. And it was me and Jerry Cooney and some C, D, G, F, and Y, Z celebrities.
Oh, I thought you were doing like LBGT thing. You just meant like lists.
We're just a bunch of semi-celebrities and we're going to try the food and make fun and laugh.
Oh, like 16th on the call sheet people.
Yeah, right. And this is long before there was a cook show everywhere. It was actually a brilliant idea before its time. But the cook was, some mobster. And I'm sitting next to a guy, and the guy says, I said, hi, how you doing? I'm Jack. He says, hi, I'm Bob. And he didn't know who I was. I didn't know who he was. So, but he was an older guy, so why would he know the Stern Show? And I don't even know how famous we were yet, whatever. But I'm sure this has happened to you. We hit it off. Sometimes you just sit with somebody and you share a sense of humor, and we laughed our balls off for 3 hours. I mean, with everybody. Cooney's a good guy, and everybody's a good guy. We're breaking balls and giving the director a hard time like little kids in the back of the classroom, And at the end of the day, I was like, well, who was that guy? He was great. And he said, that was Robert Downey Sr. I'm like, oh, wow. And then I'm watching Licorice Pizza last night, which is so great. And the very, very last thing it says, in memoriam to Robert Downey Sr., a prince. And I said, how sweet is that? So I have a picture. And meanwhile, the picture of me and Downey, we both look like we're at a funeral. It must have been just before we started laughing or just when we got done laughing. But I posted that on Twitter because it was so funny. And I'm sure Paul Jefferson, Alan Smith, Washington, whatever the guy's name, the director, he must have loved them starting out,
How was the food?
How
was the food?
You know what? I'm pretty sure it was Italian food, which if you put a clothespin on your nose, it all tastes the same, But the movie is great. Licorice Pizza is just, I thought it was spectacular.
Yeah.
Really great. It just goes on and on and on and on. And I'm a fan of movies. Like, people say, oh, that was a great movie, but it was 8 minutes too long. I'm like, what are you, a moron? You get your popcorn, you sit down, shut the fuck up. Enjoy yourself. Jesus Christ, the whole world's in a hurry. I got to get out of the car, so I can race home and complain about something.
That's the thing. It's eight minutes too long. That's 8 more minutes you didn't have to think about your impending doom.
Right.
There you go. Not like I'm going to go home and whack off. I took care of that in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, of course. That's intermission.
Yeah. Well, there was no intermission, but I kind of made one for myself, Pardon me, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Why didn't you get up? Well, that's not how I do it.
Guys, Stand Up Memories. It's the new podcast from Jackie the Joke Man Martling and his co-host.
And you know what? And I bet you guys, in spite of yourself, I bet you would enjoy it. I really bet you would enjoy it. I dare you. I tell people all the time, I still have my stupid phone line, 516-922-WINE. And there's still dirty jokes on there, and people still can't believe it. And I tweet jokes every day at 4:20 p.m. International Marijuana Time at Jackie Martling. And the way I made it through the pandemic is I don't know if you, did you hear cameo.com?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've had numerous discussions.
Jackie, I bet you clean up on Cameo.
You know, I do great on it because if you say, yeah, my grandmother hates my grandfather, she loves Italian food, and she farts like a rhino, I can go right down the list and hit a joke and do monologue off the top of my head about anything. And I've got like 125 five-star reviews. Some days I get five of them, but sometimes I go a week without getting one. You know, it's very hit and miss. But I'll tell you, forget about the money. It got me through the pandemic because I sit there and tell a few jokes and laugh at myself. It's like methadone for me. That's all I need is, you know, go in and make the guy behind the deli counter laugh and I'm good to go. You know, I just need a couple laughs, a little bit, endorphins, you know.
Just a quick shot to keep you going.
You know, I'm supposed to do 1 minute and I look down, I'm like 5.5 minutes in. I'm like, well, this guy got his fucking money's worth. Holy shit, you know.
So, like, some people get up, Travis, and they have a cup of coffee, and, like, they do a Sudoku puzzle, and Jackie just tells, like, 15 dick jokes into a camera, and it's the same thing. You just keep yourself fresh.
It's the same exact thing. You know, what would you rather do? Tell 3 dick jokes into a camera or arm wrestle with Wordle for 15 minutes? Who the hell needs that? Fuck that.
Jackie, I'll tell you what. That Wordle, on the toilet in the morning, I really enjoy sitting there taking a crap and do my morning Wordle.
I usually, after the third line, I give up and wipe my ass with the Wordle. But then it's really a hassle because it's really hard working around the brown to figure it out, you know?
Yeah. Guys, stand up memories. It's Jokey's Jackie the Joke Man's podcast premieres February 2nd, wherever you get podcasts. And he's got all of them.
StandUpMemories.com. Please tune in and please like our website and like our YouTube page. And like our Facebook page, and like my balls, and like my like this. Oh, fuck you, man! You know,
smash that subscribe button, everybody.
Smash it.
Yes,
guys.
Hit it with your elbow. Don't break your finger. Hit it with your elbow. But I appreciate you guys. This is fun. As soon as the podcast fails and I start another one, I'll call you back.
Right, and you can tell us you don't know who we are again.
I'm doing so many podcasts.
Oh,
all
I hear
did
you.
Was write down
Jackie. Believe me, I didn't expect you to remember.
What's the area code? Is that a St. Louis area code? Was 646?
636. Yeah, that's St. Louis.
636.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. You know, in the old days, you knew where you were calling. You know, like 301 was Washington, and 516 was New York, was Long Island, and you know, 631 was Suffolk, and 561 was Fort Lauderdale. Now there's 18,000 fucking dials. You know,
there's too many fucking people.
You can be talking to Pluto, or you can be talking to
one household. Used to have a phone. Now everybody's got a phone, or more than one.
Too many
fucking
cell phones is what it is.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my phone number was 516. No, there was no 516. There was no area code yet. It was Oyster Bay 6-1-2-9-2-M. We had a party line. I think we were hooked up to the people next door or something like that. God, that's so long ago. And then the newfangled thing came in where you dial. When I was a kid, you had to pick up the phone and the operator would say, number please. And you'd tell the broad the number and she'd dial it, that whore.
You know. Bitch, make me a pizza.
Yeah, what are you doing? You know, 1292M. Thank you, sir. Nasally. What is the party to who I am speaking?
I was right at the end of the
Nick at Night. I remember Finn.
The pulse tone, Travis, with the big tourney dial.
My grandparents had one of those.
I was right at the end of that.
Yeah. Yep, me too.
Yeah,
like my grandparents still
rotary phone.
Rotary phone, that's what it was. Yeah, rotary.
Where you dialed, you put your finger in and...
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
That's why I'm so good at... well, never mind.
You know, I'll tell you, there are certain light bulb moments in your life. And when I moved into the house I'm in now, it's like from 1925, and it was probably built 100 years before that, because every house where I am was a house, then it was a bigger house, because it was a beach community. And the house I'm currently in was the new shell. The newest shell was like 1925, but that's been rebuilt on and rebuilt on. And when I moved in the cellar, in the basement, there was still a rotary phone hanging on the beam that still operated. And sometimes I'd be downstairs doing the laundry or something, and the phone would ring. And if I answered the phone, sometimes people call and say, "Hey, Jackie, you got to call Charlie right away. It's important." I say, "Okay," and hang up. And then I would dial Charlie on the rotary phone where you had to dial and then wait for the thing to tick, 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 come back. And then three, tick, 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 tick. And each thing you dialed, you had to wait for the thing to roll back to its original place. And you're so used to hitting buttons and dialing in 5 seconds. And here you're waiting. And I remember saying to myself, "Holy Christ, this is the world used to go at this speed where you literally had to dial and wait for it to come back." It was like, it was so eye opening. It was just like, you don't even realize how our fucking lives have, you know, been destroyed with the pressure of time and hurry and blah, yak, 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 yak. And I'm sitting there waiting for the goddamn number to go back to 9 going, "Wow, this must have been a nice way to run your life. No wonder people live to be 23 and 24 years old."
Frustrated phone call.
Except after you've gotten so used to those push buttons, when you do call Charlie back using the rotary phone, it was an emergency. But by the time you get a hold of him, Charlie's dead because it took so long to make that phone call.
Charlie's dead or else you're dead because of the anxiety waiting for the fucking thing. there's no way out. It's that simple. There's no way out. Thank God. Thank God there's a meteor coming.
Recently, I thought that I saw, and it was a tidbit in the news, that they said that there was an asteroid or a meteor shooting by Earth that was going to narrowly miss us. And I thought, after watching Don't Look Up, I'm like, are they just saying it's going to miss us in case we're looking up at the sky and see a meteor, but really it's going to hit us?
If you were a dinosaur, what would you have done?
I probably died.
Got laid that morning.
Yeah. I probably would have had some Oreos on some ice cream and tried to have sex and then just kind of hung out.
Now, you mean had sex or had sex with the Oreo and the ice cream?
Probably both. Just not sure
you
which
know
one I would.
Today? I had lunch today with a girl that I dated in 1975. What? And it was so fun. But we're sitting there. She goes, "Yeah, my oldest daughter is 40.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, how is that possible if I'm only 33 years old? God damn. But it's so fun. But holy shit, I don't know where the fucking time goes. But I'm sick of this shit. Because that means the next time I talk to you guys, I'll probably be dead. And that's not fun.
I'm telling you, though, that'd be probably really good for ratings if we talked to you after you died.
Wow.
No, Jackie, you'd be talking to me while it's happening.
Could you call us? Like, just make a note.
I'll probably be able to call you if it's a push button. If it's a dial-a-phone, I probably will get it out in time.
You call us, we'll call the ambulance.
Did I talk to you guys after the pandemic started?
No. It was long before. I think it was like 2017.
So you don't know my pandemic jokes. I'll give you my two pandemic jokes, and then I'm hanging up, and I'm going to go and finger fuck my girlfriend, and then I'm going to wake her up. A guy knocks on his neighbor's door, and the neighbor answers. The guy says, "Hey, neighbor, since the COVID hit, I haven't seen your wife." And the neighbor says, "Oh, she's out back in the garden." And the guy says, "Well, I was just out there. I didn't see her." And his neighbor says, "Well, you got to dig down a little bit." Which is pretty dark.
Yeah.
And the guy comes in and his wife's watching TV all day every day because of the pandemic. And he walks in and she's watching TV and she's yelling at the screen, "Don't do it, you asshole. Don't go in that church, you fucking moron. Don't go in that church." He says, "What are you watching?" She says, "A wedding video." So that's that. I'm going inside. You guys, I appreciate the plug. It's fun talking to you. What's it like? Is it cold over there?
It's cold as shit, Jackie. It's really cold out.
So you're not Midwest. What are you?
Midwest.
I would say we're Midwest, yeah.
So it should be warmer there.
No, somebody's it's not.
Fucking up.
It's cold, Jackie.
Yeah.
I'm
up in Wisconsin right now, Jackie, actually. These guys are in St. Louis. I'm in Wisconsin. And right now it's negative 10 with a windshield of negative 25.
There's a lot of great reasons for living in Wisconsin. They just haven't figured them out yet.
That's right. And hey, all of us up here, we got that extra padding so that the cold temperatures aren't too bad, you know.
I remember when I went to Michigan State in the late 60s, according to Playboy, University of Wisconsin was the number one party school.
I think it still ranks up there. I think Florida State took it 1 year, but I think University of Madison, Wisconsin is still pretty much one of the drunkest colleges in the nation.
Well, in those temperatures, you gotta.
Yep, there's no choice.
So I spent 2 months in Wisconsin one weekend. All right, you guys. Now I've gotten to that level of jokes. It really is time for me.
Thanks a lot.
I love you. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks for your time, Jackie. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jackie.
All right, bye-bye.
Be well.
Man, I love old men.
Travis, this break?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a quick one.
Break.
Well, this is something you don't hear every day. Monkeys are on the loose in Pennsylvania. A tractor trailer carrying about 100 monkeys collided with a dump truck just off Interstate 80 near Bloomsburg last night. State police are telling the public not to attempt to capture the monkeys on their own, but to call 911 and let the experts handle it.
A dump truck collided with a truck full of monkeys.
Dubfod goes hard.
Is Home Depot better than other stores? Maybe. But one thing is certain. There isn't a retail chain on earth that can match the fuckability of this music that we use in our commercials. Also, our drills are 20% off this week. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, I'm Mike with RazorsByMail.com, ready and willing to ship you 10 of our finest triple blade razors for the low monthly price of 35 cents. How can we afford to sell them to you that cheap? Well, it's simple. The transaction is a mirage. You're getting the product you pay virtually nothing for, and in return, we get something much more valuable, your personal data. That's right. We make our real money selling the only thing American corporations still produce, data on its customers. You provide us with a few minor details about yourself, and our nerds in the back office can use that to determine a whole bunch of very valuable information about you that we can sell to other companies. Neat, huh? We get filthy rich, and you get the closest, most gentle shaving experience you've had since you trimmed your first peach fuzz in junior high. RazorsByMail.com. As close to free as shaving can be, because you're the product.
Deliverance. Once again. WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
guys, welcome back. And Travis, I actually prepared quite a bit. Guess we'll do it next week, huh? Travis,
save all that. Hopefully, it still remains relevant next week.
Shannon and Lisa were giving me shit yesterday because I don't know what my blood type is. Do you guys know what your blood type is?
A positive.
Oh. You don't know your blood type, Travis?
I used to give blood.
No, nobody in our household knows.
Something about my plasma, my platelet count is rare, so.
Your platelet? What's a platelet?
I'm some fancy blood term.
Some some shit in your blood.
But whatever I have is rare, and they really need it. So they used to hound me every 28 days for it.
They said we should do a fun bit where I buy Drunk a lab coat and get a blood test thing, and Drunk finds my blood test. That wouldn't be a fun bit, would it? That sounds stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Doing blood tests on a podcast?
Oh, is that a bit?
Is that a good bit, Travis? Maybe that'd be the question of the week. Hey, guys, do you think it'd be a good bit? Drunk sticking me with needles.
We should also do just at home COVID tests too. You know,
just for fun. You need to get drug tests at the dollar store.
Well, let's see if you can stick this up their nose the furthest.
We could all just pee on drug tests. It'd be fun.
Perfect. Pee on pregnancy tests. See what happens.
Travis, there is something pretty important that I want to go over.
100 monkeys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, the monkey thing. It's fucked up. Okay. Travis, you see the story with the monkeys?
Yeah, they put them on a truck from the place where the monkeys were, like, beating the shit out of everybody and killing them dogs, and then they escaped.
Yeah, they escaped. So there was 100 monkeys in a truck. Dump truck hits the monkey truck. They didn't say who was driving the dump truck. I bet it was a monkey. And so...
Yeah, it was a prison break.
Only four of the monkeys...
I've seen these movies before.
...escaped. I guess the other monkeys were dead, or like they were just packed really good. They didn't really say. They just said that there was four monkeys that escaped. And so this local town all went and got their pet carriers, and they're out driving around looking for the monkey. Like they're going to catch it themselves. This is a supervillain origin story if I've ever heard one. Somebody gets bit by a lab monkey.
Or, you know, the start of Outbreak.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on with these lab monkeys, Travis.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Outbreak 2.
Yeah. But also...
Did they ever say where these monkeys came from?
Well, they were on their way here. But they got...
And by here, we don't mean the WFOD studios. We mean St. Louis, Missouri.
They got intercepted early, which good. Because keep those goddamn monkeys away from here. Don't want nothing to do with them, Travis. I had a pretty good idea for, you know, we were talking about our goals, Travis, and we were talking about how we were gonna go viral in 2022, you know, to get the word out about the dub FOD. And what I saw
better
today,
than ever.
The year of better than ever, Travis. So Kate McKinnon on Saturday Night Live this week did an impression of Laura Ingraham. And I don't really know if it's a good impression because I don't really know what Laura Ingraham sounds like. But what I have is a clip of Kate McKinnon doing Laura Ingraham and then Laura Ingraham doing an impression of Kate McKinnon doing an impression of Laura Ingraham. And so what I thought is I would play you these two clips and then I could clip you doing an impression of Laura Ingraham doing an impression of Kate McKinnon doing an impression of Laura Ingraham. You follow that?
That sounds great.
Yeah, because what I'll then do is I'll post it on Twitter and be like, hey, guys, this is an impression of Travis doing an impression of Laura Ingraham doing an impression of Kate McKinnon doing an impression of Laura Ingraham.
And then you can ask people to do their impression of me doing Laura Ingraham doing Kate McKinnon, who is doing an impression of Laura Ingraham.
Right. And it could be the new trend. We could get it going on the TikTok, Travis, is my big plan.
That's right.
It's my big plan. So this is Kate McKinnon.
Well, we're finally done with year one of Biden's presidency. And can we all admit it's a disaster? Inflation's out of control. Gas is at $19 a gallon. And the green M&M has been canceled just for being a whore.
Okay. So this is the impression of the impression.
The reason I like Kate McKinnon, I have so much respect for her as a talent. She's so even-handed in her political commentary, but seriously, think of all the low-hanging fruit provided by Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, little Petey B and the squad on a near-daily basis. I mean, I think this is kind of comedy gold, don't you?
Okay, so I'll give you a second. Think about it. Now, you have to do an impression of Laura Ingraham doing an impression of Kate McKinnon doing an impression of Laura Ingraham.
Can you imagine all the things going on in the Biden White House right now? I mean, it's comedy fodder. We can talk about gas prices, that dog biting everybody. I just think that it should be under surveillance.
Bravo.
That's all I got.
You did well, Travis.
Thank you. Travis, I was on the spot.
Yeah, it was good. It was great.
The M&M thing, we don't have to talk about the M&M thing, do we?
It's so stupid. Why did they even make an announcement? Just take the heels off the M&M and put her in some pumps.
I think that they do it just so that, like, everybody talks about it, and then everybody's like, oh, shit, I had to get some M&M's.
Did she really get canceled?
See, the green M&M, she was wearing fuck me boots. And they said, guys, we're just going to give her some tennis shoes because it's...
That's not what they said, though. What they said was, we are going to make the M&M characters more inclusive. Right. And all they did was take the fuck me boots off the green M&M and put her in sneakers like everybody else.
I think that Ving Rhames is going to do the voice of the yellow M&M now. I don't think that, like, there was enough ethnicity in the M&Ms, Travis.
Well, why is he going to be the yellow M&M? He can't be a different color M&M?
Yeah, don't make him the red or the yellow. Make him the classic.
Make him the blue M&M.
That don't have a voice yet.
Is this the Idris Elba can't be James Bond argument?
No.
Make a new spy if you want to make a black one.
Make the purple M&M.
You're putting words in the mouth there, Mike. Putting words in the mouth.
Okay.
You want to make a non-binary M&M, you son of a bitch? Make a white one.
I'll advocate for the hamsters next week, guys. We'll save it. Drunk, you got a good pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week. It used to be, if you're an old man like me, one of the four majors.
That's tennis.
It could be anything.
Is that golf?
At this point, it could be. Or they used to call it a pay-per-view, but now they just call it a premium live event. This Saturday at the Dome at the America Center, yours truly will be present for the Royal Rumble presented by the WWE.
Are you gonna bring a sign?
Oh, I should make a sign.
Go to the Dollar Tree.
Bring
get some
a tub
cardboard.
Fod sign.
Bring a dub fod.
Ooh, yeah.
Drunk. If you could get a dub fod sign on TV.
Problem is, I'm in the club seat, so I mean.
That's fancy, isn't it?
It's fairly high up there. Like, I'm not like ringside.
You have a good enough
sign. This is true.
You know what, Travis? You know what he ought to do? If he's up high, we should give him.
Well, I'm not in the nosebleeds. Let's not.
Do you remember? You remember when we bought all those boxes of business cards and now, like, all the information? I think it has Radio Fubar on it. We just have drunk.
Yeah, I'm all outdated. I still have a few here.
Chuck boxes of fucking business cards out. Just drop them all over the place. Fill his pants with them. And then when he's out in the lobby, just start shaking them. Shaking his pants. Have him drop out of the leg of Twitter, his...
Andy Dufresne style.
So is Brock Lesnar going to be there?
Brock Lesnar will be there. He is fighting Bobby Lashley.
That guy kind of looks like a buff Grimace.
Yeah, he kind of does.
He doesn't have a stitch of hair on him.
Roman Reigns will be fighting Seth Rollins, who is currently a heel, but it seems like they're trying to turn face right now. And then you'll have the Women's Royal Rumble and the Men's Royal Rumble. And I think one of the tag teams will be
Midnight Rockers.
Is it more about the community, though? It's an event, right?
Well, the Royal Rumble's always been up there amongst my favorite pay-per-views. Excuse me, premium live events.
I usually watch that.
Nowadays, I'd probably say it's Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Or the Elimination Chamber is pretty fun, too.
I usually watch that one just because it's chaotic. I like to see all the people in the ring just kind of
swing. Well, it is fun around. That the person who wins gets their main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So.
Travis, I have a pick of the week. It's kind of lame, and I apologize for my lame pick of the week. But it's actually for the same reason that I like the Royal Rumble. I like this show that Jimmy Fallon's doing called That's My Jam, because it's chaotic. Like there's people doing like singing challenges and stuff, and like the first episode they had celebrities, and like they're on episode 4 and they're already down to the guy from the Dan Band. Like, they're out of celebrities willing to do this show quick. And so I don't know where it's going from here, but it's a lot of fun. And it's
yeah,
like
the Dan Band's awesome.
Taped in front of a live studio audience. And like, it doesn't seem like anybody has any control over what's going on. And like, people get sprayed in the face with like microphone water. And I kind of wonder, how do you shoot water out of a microphone without anybody getting electrocuted? And yeah, so I'm watching a network television show, Travis. It's embarrassing, but it is fun.
Another own network TV.
So yeah, that's my.
You were the
jam.
Guy who loved The Masked Singer, so it's not really much different than that.
Oh, I fell out of love with that quick, Travis. I did not last long with The Masked Singer. That it wore off.
Well, that's the thing. They tried to pump out 4 of them in a year.
Yeah, they tried to do too many.
If they'd have just let it simmer and then brought it back, they'd been fine.
What I had was The Masked Singer fatigue.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes, I think a lot of people probably did.
It wasn't now. It's the same judges, but now it's I Can See Your Voice or something like that.
Is that the point of that? I guess you look at somebody and you say, yeah, you're a shitty singer. And
I don't know. I've only seen the previews for it. I figured you'd be into it.
Yeah, you're a good singer.
No, I think I can see your voice is the one where they use like computer generated like avatars.
Oh
no, that's something else. That's a different show.
Are you sure?
There's too many. There's too many fucking celebrity singing shows, Travis.
Dumb.
They announced the Celebrity Big Brother cast, and I didn't know who any of them were. Like 15
They're
people.
All TikTok stars.
There's like 15 of them. I was like, I don't know who any fucking people are.
The Avatar singing show is called Alter Ego.
Oh. So there's an Avatar singing show. There's a singing show where you look at people and try to decide if they're a good singer or a bad singer based on what they look like. And then there's the Masked Singer where everybody dresses up like mascots.
Plus, that fucking voice is still going. Can you believe
fucking
that?
Fucking voice, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think that one will ever die.
Yeah, because we can't get enough of Blake Shelton.
God. Guys, who's he going to divorce this week?
Guys got charisma for days, Travis.
Yeah, sure does.
Travis, pick of the week or no?
No pick of the week. I've been on quarantine for 10 days. I finally go back to work in person tomorrow. I've been consuming so much media that I can't keep it straight. So I have no idea what I've been taking part in the last 10 days. It's just been fast and furious and nothing has stood out. So no pick of the week for me this week.
Travis, I got
maybe the divisional game, Chiefs, Buffalo.
That was a great game.
That divisional game was unfucking believable, and there's no possible way any more football this year will be as good as that.
He threw 176 yards in the last 2 minutes of the game.
Jesus Christ, it was so good. God damn. I just was like, my mouth was agape, just like, what is happening here?
Travis, and, did you happen to hear that Kid Rock song a couple of weeks ago that was like ridiculous?
I saw that clip. It was like the eagle flying and everything. Like, it was just like complete. It looked like a parody on like Chappelle's Show or something. Like, it wasn't real. Yeah, I saw that. He's got another one.
The new one's even worse. I have a clip of it. I know we're not supposed to play music, but I pulled this clip for you just because I think you'll really like it.
Kid Rock wants to get his message out to the people. It'll be fine.
Fuck Facebook. Fuck Twitter too. And the mainstream media.
Wow, that's really good.
Trump 2024.
Rock.
Woo. Fuck Facebook, Travis. Fuck Twitter, too.
Two.
And the mainstream media. Fuck you, too. Two.
That was two. Devil without a cause. I'm going platinum.
Hey, now don't go. Don't go. Kid Rock was fine back in the day.
Oh, that's just, he's remixing. Kid Rock just fine.
When was it for you with Kid Rock? Was it when he did...
Probably the Sheryl Crow song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For me, I think it was when he did the Metallica song. But then definitely when he did the Werewolves of London. And he's just like, hey guys, Werewolves of London, only it's a new song. I was like, no Kid Rock.
That summertime song was bullshit.
Yeah. You stop it.
It was okay.
You fucking motherfucker. He's like, yeah, I got a really good band. We're just going to play a Metallica song.
It was Warren Zevon and Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, fuck him.
Mixed in the
same song. 1982 and my cock was very hard. And
my problem with that song is
by the dock with your best friend.
He tried to go straight country with that one.
Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Yeah, no, that was it for me.
But
now it's fun again.
I was at a workplace, and one of my managers was obsessed with that Sheryl Crow Kid Rock song and literally had it on repeat for 8 straight hours, and I could not do it anymore. So bad, that song.
Follow me into the volcano, is
yeah,
what you
exactly.
said.
I'm going to stick my head in this oven and not come back.
Travis, the like new that, Kid Rock
that
songs.
That running joke in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yamo, burn this place to the ground? Is that?
Yamo, burn this place to the ground. Play that Michael McDonald DVD one more time. I'm going to fucking.
The problem with the new Kid Rock songs is I love them ironically. I like listening to them because they're funny. But like if I listen to them on Spotify, Spotify thinks I like it, and then it just fucks up everything. Like Spotify is like, hey, you want to listen to more shitty music? And I was like, no, I liked that one because it was fun, not this one.
That's why y'all listen to it on YouTube, not Spotify.
Yeah, I need a separate Spotify account for when I want to listen to stuff ironic.
Do it on your lady Spotify.
Right. Yeah, I'll play this Kid Rock song like when I'm not logged in. Guys, we did it. Jokeland.com, I'm sure Jackie's podcast is on there. What's it? It's a Stand Up Memories. It's a podcast. He's already recorded 20 of them, Travis. You think once you get about 10, you start putting them out, right? 20 episodes.
You never know what's going to happen. Record 20 of them and then put it out.
Jesus, 20 episodes. Travis, could you imagine having that banked?
No, that'd be sweet. Then we would just not do it for 20 weeks and then never do it again.
Right. We'd be like, we haven't done it in 20 weeks. You want to go back to doing them again? And be like, no.
I would do another 20.
Can we break off another quick 20?
It's like take one day and do 20. We do that twice a year. We're done.
That's how they do like Family Feud and shit. Absolutely. So might as well.
And Ben Sajak makes bank, baby.
Do Wheel of Fortune podcasts. Do them all.
I'm Dill Danny.
for listening to this installment of WFOD. Please subscribe and leave positive reviews on your preferred podcast player. Share the episode on social media or with one of your in-real-life friends. For links to our ever-expanding universe, including our Discord, our Twitch, and YouTube channels, and our library of back episodes, visit us at WFODshow.com. Thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music used in this podcast. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Valerie, Brian, and Liquid. Visit patreon.com/WFODix to help support the show. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. Email us, Mike or Travis, at WFODix.com, or reach out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye. Travis, I don't use the seasonings. I make the ramen noodles, and then I just put a little olive oil in it and a little Parmesan cheese.
And that, you fucking idiot!
I don't do the seasoning.
What a fucking idiot!
This guy.
This fucking guy.
I throw the seasoning packet in the garbage.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What? You should throw yourself in the garbage. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Now, if you just said, I'm trying to watch my salt intake, I only use half packet, I'd be like, okay, fine, you only use half packet.
Stupid ass. You always boil the fucking noodles in the shit, and then you dump the water out.
No, fucking... no. I boil the noodles.
I only dump the water half the time. Sometimes I like
strain.
Ramen soup.
I strain the water out. I put the noodles on a plate. Put a little olive oil on it. A little Parmesan cheese.
Regardless if I do have the water or I dump the water, about 75% of the time I'm putting an egg on top.
This is how you make ramen noodles if you have extra time. You boil the ramen noodles in the broth. You dump the broth out. You dump some soy sauce in the thing. You crack an egg over the top. You swirl it around, dump some sriracha, and then you put
it
in.
But you don't cook the egg. You just dump the egg in there, right?
You crack the egg.
Because the noodles will cook the egg.
The noodles will cook the egg.
What?
Yep.
So you just dump a raw egg on top of your...
Steaming-ass noodles. They're fucking... They just got out of boiling water, dude. It'll cook the egg.
Yeah. You dump you put the noodles back in the pot.
Okay. After you strain the water.
Put them in the pot. The pot's still strain the water.
Okay.
The pot is still kind of hot. So don't put it back on the heat. Dump the noodles back in, crack an egg over the top, throw a little soy sauce and maybe a little garlic powder. Stir it up and the pot will cook that egg, so you got little chunks of egg coating themselves all over the noodles. It's the way to do.
So you don't use seasoning packet?
And the yolk is just like the perfect like carbonara type like sauce.
Throw the seasoning packet in the garbage, right?
No, he boils it in the seasoning packet.
Okay.
But
boil it in the seasoning packet.
You don't have
so
to.
It's basically boiling it in beef broth.
Once you put the soy sauce in there, it tastes like soy sauce.
Yeah.
Or if you
don't
prefer
put too much in her.
If you prefer teriyaki, I use teriyaki, but with the same method.
Or leave it all out. Leave it all out and just do sriracha. Perfect.
Dude, I like my way.
Doesn't use the seasoning
packets.
What
the
fuck?
It's not too often.
It doesn't happen much.
I feel like it happens a lot.
I don't even know it's over.
Well, bye.
A lady goes to the drug store. She says to the pharmacist, I need to buy some cyanide to kill my husband. He says, lady, I can't sell you cyanide to kill your husband. You'll go to jail. I'll go to jail. You're crazy. She reaches in her purse, pulls out a picture, hands it to the pharmacist. It's a picture of her husband fucking the pharmacist's wife. He says, you didn't tell me you had a prescription. Hey, why didn't Hitler drink vodka? It made him mean. Little girl comes out of the bathroom. Her mother's making a cake. She says, Mommy, can I lick the mole? She says, well, you flush it like everybody else. Hey, this is Jackie the Joke Man. You know how much I love it when you use your finger and dial 516-922-WINE. The greatest gifts in the world are personalized videos. Go to cameo.com/Jackie Martley. I'll say anything you want. It's so much fun. It's so easy to do. cameo.com/Jackie Martley. What do zeros say to the eight? Nice belt. An old couple's in the living room. The wife turns to her husband. She says, let's go upstairs and fuck. He says, I don't know if I can do both. A drunk is walking down the sidewalk and there's two nuns coming towards him. At the last minute, the nuns walk around either side of him. He says, how the hell did she do that? A lawyer says to his partner, are you fucking the new secretary? His partner says, no. He says, well, then you fire her. Get a cameo.com/Jackie Martling. I promise you'll love it. cameo.com/Jackie Martling. What? Oh, right.